وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were looking in previous episode to the self and how one can fix it, rectify it, and purify it. And we said that's important because of two reasons. One is that I want to go to heaven and avoid hellfire. And two, I need to coexist with my fellow human beings. Because if I don't, then I'm putting myself in harm's way in both worlds, in this world and also in the hereafter. So one of the things that we said we need to begin with is understanding who we are, understanding the self. And we made it very clear that there is an animalistic one and a divine one. Obviously, I can't and I won't go back and repeat what I said, but you obviously can always listen to the episodes on the website. Now, from here, we understand that the human being has a necessity to grow and nourish his human aspect, not just his animalistic aspect. The human aspect which grows based on logic and understanding and you know, seeking all these knowledges and all these sciences, that gives him value. When a person looks at his reality and understand his humanity, then he will understand things around him. And then he will understand the perfections that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. Then he will understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You know, we have the hadith that says, "Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah," he who knows himself will know his Lord. It stems from that. So we move towards all the perfections, like ihsan, goodness, like adl, justice, and all these traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to have. And these things, when I work on them and I try to achieve them, they will bring me and you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He made it very clear. He says, the choice is yours, human beings. I'm not going to force you. It's your choice. وَنَفْسًا وَمَا سَوَّهَا, and the soul and whoever created it, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورُهَا وَتَقْوَهَا, Allah gave it the good and the bad, the yin and the yang. And then he says, well, the choice is yours. You choose which way you want to go. Do you want to do taqwa, or do you want to do fujur, piety or transgression? And then Allah says, in both spectrums, a person will face a consequence. Whoever does fujur, قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهُ, he is a loser. He would lose in this world and the hereafter. He who pollutes it. And whoever does taqwa to it, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهُ. I mean, even though I read them backwards based on the sequence. And then successful is he who purifies it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهُ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهُ. Whoever takes care of it will be successful. Whoever pollutes it will lose. So the end of the day, it is up to me and you. to work on ourselves and come up with the best model that we can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we say from, actually Amir al-Mu'mineen says, ma'rifatu an-nafs anfa'u al-ma'arif. Knowing yourself is the best of sciences. There is no science in this world that is better to understand and better to learn than understanding yourself. Because in that, you will know your Lord. In that, you'll know how to coexist with other human beings. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, what is meant by ma'rifatun nafs, understanding yourself? What we mean by understanding yourself is to understand the human identity. For a person to understand his true place in existence, to know that he is not an animal, not just to eat and sleep and fight with other animals over resources. He's not here to live an animalistic life, but he's a divine creature. He was created with intellect. He was given choice. He was given free will. And he needs to grow and nourish his human aspect, not the animalistic aspect, and to purify it, and to embed in it all the values and all the morals and ethics, so he can achieve the perfection that was set and designed for him. And he becomes worthy to handle and to accept the amana, the trust for Allah has entrusted him with, which is khilafatullah al-ard, to be his vicegerent, to be his leader, to be his successor on earth. This is ultimately the case. So this is why it is very important for us to understand what it means to know ourselves, or what is meant by knowing ourselves. These are the things that we need to understand. Unless we understand this concept, unless we go down into ourselves, we will always make mistakes. We will always transgress. We will always oppress. And if you look at any system in the world, which is governed by men, and if you look at these men, and you dissect them to the moral level, you will find that their morality is animalistic in its nature. They've worked, they developed, they nourished their animalistic aspect, and they killed their moral aspect. When a person kills his moral aspect, then he doesn't care how much human beings he kills. He can kill thousands and millions, and he wouldn't care. And the wars that we saw in the past and we still see is an example to what I'm saying. When a person does not care about the moral code of giving and generosity, he will be greedy. He'll be so greedy that he will burn fruits and vegetables just so he keeps the value of the market. He will throw grains, tons of it, in the ocean just so he keeps the value of it. He will spill tons of milk in the ocean just so he can keep the value. Why? Because he wants to keep money. So the absence of the moral code in a person will lead to devastation amongst others. And this is what me and you need to understand, that it's very important that we know who we are. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.